little Steely Dan in action for you at 20 minutes after 10 o'clock on a Thank God It's Monday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio. It ain't going to be boring, ladies and gentlemen. I'm referring specifically to the rest of the 2016 presidential campaign. If you ever had any doubt, what happened over the course of the weekend and even this morning is really something. Now, if you'll recall, last week we were talking about the fact that our very own Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, was getting together with Donald Trump and they were making peace and everything was beautiful and kumbaya. And as I told you, Ryan was not going to endorse Trump because he is the alpha male in this relationship. I've noticed that a lot of people in the media, George Will yesterday on Fox News Sunday, called it the mating dance, the mating ritual. A lot of people are grabbing onto this. But you really don't have to go anywhere else. Just tune into this radio show every day. I'll tell you what's going on. So then it came out in an article in the New York Times and the Washington Post that Donald Trump used to pose as a PR man for him named John Miller and would call reporters. This was in the 1990s. Trump has testified under oath that he used to do that. He has told reporters and apologized, even though he says he never apologizes. He's apologized to reporters for feigning that he was John Miller. And basically, he was acting as his own PR guy and also talking about his own sexual prowess, Donald Trump. Now, this was 25 years ago. Recordings came out over the weekend with this guy, John Miller, talking to reporters. And Trump has denied that that was him, even though he's under oath saying that he had done that. Now, he could make the argument that the particular recording that came out wasn't him. But there's no doubt that he's done this. And one of the times that he called a reporter, he made the claim that Marilyn Monroe wanted to date him and that many women would reach out to him looking for dates. This is how that sounded.
So he called and wanted to go out with him, that I can tell you. The people that you write about really are, they call. They just call. Actresses, people that you write about just call to see if they can go out with them.
Now, that was a guy named John Miller, he says. And making the claim that many people that this reporter does stories about want to go out and date Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't know why he picked John Miller. I mean, there's no doubt that's Donald Trump, right? But I don't know why Donald Trump picked John Miller. But I'll tell you who John Miller actually is, as far as a great voice is concerned. He is the outstanding play-by-play man of now the San Francisco Giants. Here's what the real John Miller sounds like.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swinging. There's a high drive. Deep into left center field. It's on its way. Adios! Pelota! A grand slam for Buster Posey's good friend, Hunter Pence. 12-6 Giants. They have broken it open here in the eighth inning. And Pence gets his first four RBIs all at the same time.
Now, that's what the real John Miller sounds like. Not the John Miller that Donald Trump was impersonating. Doing his own PR. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a man who very likely, and I've predicted on this show before, is going to be the next president of the United States. This is what's happening in our country right now. A guy that is so insecure in his own masculinity that he has to pose as somebody else's or somebody else as his own PR man. There is something significantly off about that, said Captain Obvious. Is this who you want as your next president? Somebody that would do something like that? Now, amongst the other allegations in the story that appeared front page, above the fold, as they say, in the New York Times, was a story of Trump misusing women, abusing women. And one of the women that Trump was quoted as misusing is a woman named, I want to get this right, Roanne Brewer Lane. She was at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's resort, his home, having a party. And Trump apparently told her to go and change into a bikini and then made some comments about her once she came out. She was on Fox and Friends, Ms. Lane was. Here's what she had to say about the presumptive Republican nominee for president.
What was your reaction when you read this article yesterday?
Actually, it was very upsetting.
Why?
I was not happy to read it at all. Well, because the New York Times told us several times that they would make sure that my story that I was telling came across. They promised several times that they would do it accurately. They told me several times and my manager several times that it would not be a hit piece and that my story would come across the way that I was telling it and honestly, and it absolutely was not.
What did they get wrong?
Well, they did take quotes from what I said, and they put a negative connotation. They spun it to where it appeared negative. I did not have a negative experience with Donald Trump, and I don't appreciate them making it look like that I was saying that it was a negative experience. Because
you knew
it was
him
not.
Very well, right? You dated him for several months?
That's correct. Yes. And he was never, he never made me feel like I was being demeaned in any way. He never offended me in any way. He was very gracious. I saw him around all types of people, all types of women. He was very kind, thoughtful, generous. He was a gentleman.
He was very kind and generous. He was a gentleman. That was Miss Brewer Lane, who had not only been accused by the New York Times of being sexually harassed, or Donald Trump was accused of sexually harassing her, but she ends up dating the guy and says that he was a gentleman. Here's the dichotomy. Here's the paradox, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is well known to promote women for decades now, way above the average in his company. And there is absolutely no evidence at all that anybody got held back in his business because they didn't come across sexually with him. The Washington Post has assigned 20 reporters, 2-0, to investigate every aspect of Donald J. Trump and his life. This came out this last week. Bob Woodward, the famous Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Washington Post who uncovered Watergate with Carol Bernstein, he says that the Washington Post has 20 reporters that are investigating Donald Trump. This is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the proverbial tip of the iceberg. Now, the question, of course, is, will the Washington Post do the same for Hillary Clinton? I can tell you what the answer is. The answer will be no. There is a story out, and this has been out for a while, that a convicted billionaire pedophile named Jeffrey Epstein, who pimped out underage girls to powerful men, have 21 contact phone numbers in his phone for Bill Clinton. And we know that Clinton was traveling with this guy. You think the Washington Post is going to do a story about that? This is what I've told you, beautiful humans. You who are opposed to Donald Trump are doing it all wrong. This will embolden his supporters, this kind of hit piece. Unless they're going to do the same thing for Hillary Clinton, the things that she said about Bill Clinton's girlfriends, like Monica Lewinsky, unless they report that in a balanced way, this is only going to embolden Donald Trump and his supporters. I'm telling you, the way that Donald Trump needs to be dealt with is the way that Senator Elizabeth Warren dealt with him in their tweet war recently. You've got to just make fun of this guy. Because if you approach him like you would approach a regular politician, it is going to backfire. And the Clintons have got a real problem because there's nobody that has a worse record with women than the former president, William Jefferson Clinton. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a thank God it's Monday morning, and thank God that we've got the great Tom Carco in the news next on WRJN.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint, more washability, more stain block.